We used to call it the highway.
Okay. All right. Now, in talking about the highway, whenever someone's driving along the highway and you stop, what type of places do you usually stop at, or can you stop at?
You have to stop. Listen. Oh.
Well, I mean, if you're driving, say, from here to Jacksonville, okay, and you wanted, and you got tired of driving, or maybe you needed something for your car, where might you stop?
At a service station.
Okay, let's say you wanted to go to the restroom or something. Where might you stop then?
You were talking about like a motor pool? Not a motor pool, a motel.
All right, you can stop there. What other kind of places might you stop
at? You can stop at the... She's making me nervous. You can stop in a picnic area.
Okay.
And you can stop at a hotel. And you could stop at a... I already said service station.
All right. If you just wanted to stop, say maybe... Let's say stop maybe in... you're along the highway now. You just want to stop maybe and have something to eat, where might you stop?
We would stop in the picnic area.
Okay. All right. And what do you call, do you drive?
No, okay. But I know quite a bit about driving.
All right. What do you call the painted lines down, the things that separate a four-lane highway? The thing down the middle of the road?
Stop at
the... Like on I-95, those big concrete things. What do you call those?
I don't know.
You gotta keep cars from running into you.
They keep cars from running.
You know, little humps about that tall. Sometimes they're a wall. And you know, they only let cars go one way this way, and the cars on the other side, they can't cross over.
You talking about the two-lane areas?
Yeah, the thing in the middle that keeps the...
I can't remember what
it's called.
Okay,
so what do you call what's painted on a road to help you stay in your... In your lane. What do they paint on the road to help stay in the lane?
The lines in the road.
Okay. Do you ever call them anything else?
Okay.
How about where do you get on or off one of these big expressways, like I-95? What do you call the things that you get on and off?
I can't remember that either.
Okay. In some cities, you might be driving along, and let's say a railroad crosses the road, but somebody saw ahead enough to have the railroad go on like a little bridge over the road. The road has to go underneath the bridge. Do you have a name for when you go underneath something like that?
A tunnel?
Just a short...
Oh,
you know, not
a bypass?
Okay, or any other words you might use that?
Across. All I know is railroad. I don't know that one. You're making me nervous. That's the reason I'm forgetting.
Well, you might want to stop for a while and pick up later. I can come back tomorrow.
All right.
Would that be better? Let me see. We see how much tape's left first. We might have run out. We got a little left. Let me ask you just a couple more things, and then I'll know where I can pick up tomorrow. I'll mark it here. Everything together. When we were talking about the major sections of the city,